Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Conservation, reminding you that trees work for all of us. Visit treeswork.org to learn more.
I'm Elisa Nelson. The people of Clinton in West Central Missouri buried today one of its police officers killed in the line of duty last week. During the funeral for 30-year-old Ryan Morton, Deputy Police Chief Sonny Lynch said the department has made a promise to their fallen friend.
We came after you that night, but we were too late. We will come again. We'll come one at a time, but we'll come. Find Gary and wait for us.
Morton was shot dead during a response call. His life was taken exactly 7 months after Clinton police officer Gary Michael was killed during a traffic stop. Some Missouri House Budget Committee members have threatened to cut the state health department's budget if the agency fails to reveal statistics for the potentially deadly Bourbon virus. Republican Justin Alferman of Herman did not mince words about the cuts, and he's demanding to know how many people have tested positive for the rare Bourbon virus.
So I just want to be perfectly clear that this is not a veiled threat. Is a promise.
Alferman said he'd submit an amendment to the state budget calling for a 10% reduction in the health department's administrative budget if the agency declined to provide the information. The department contends that releasing such information would violate health care confidentiality laws. A Missouri House committee has passed a comprehensive tax proposal sponsored by one of the chamber's top GOP leaders.
The big difference between the two parties is the issue of the circuit breaker, which is a tax credit for seniors. Hawaii Shahar, the Speaker Pro Tem, says that tax credit was set up primarily to help people pay for their property taxes. He says renters don't pay property taxes. But Brandon Ellington, who's a Kansas City State Representative, a Democrat, he says this will hurt a lot of elderly and poor seniors.
That's Missouri Net's Brian Howsworth. The Missouri Transportation Department is proposing several rule changes to ensure the right person is taking a DWI breath test before starting their vehicle. According to Columbia television station KOMU, MoDOT is asking breathalyzer manufacturers to update their design so that repeat offenders with cameras in their vehicles show whether the person providing the test is the actual driver. Dueling protests in Eastern Missouri's Ladue today involved a student athlete who came out as gay last fall. The controversial Westboro Baptist Church, which opposes homosexuals, arrived at John Burroughs School to find a counter-protest in support of the student. An infant was found dead this morning in bed with her parents in Eastern Missouri's Union. Police are investigating. And Mizzou is preparing for the NCAA men's basketball tournament game against Florida State on Friday night in Nashville. Tip-off is at 8:50. Find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.